The Godfather of Green Bay paints a satirical bullseye on northern Wisconsin's ethnic and cultural traditions.
Try that raw beef and onions day after.
Miller Lite and a shot of Jaeger.
Oh, but they got a new special. It's called the Spag Omelet.
You guys can live on
a calf spaghetti half omelet. Awesome.
The movie opened in a number of Wisconsin theaters this past weekend after winning the Best Comedy Award at the Midwest Independent Film Festival. Its star and creator, Pete Schwabe, found inspiration in his childhood by growing up in Chicago and then experiencing culture shock when his parents moved up north.
I moved from Chicago to Marinette when I was 11, and I think I showed up the first day in sixth grade with a Bears hat on. And I learned very quickly that was not a good move.
Move! Bears suck! Bears suck! The Bears are going down on Sunday. The Packs take them down!
Pete Schwabe plays Joe Keegan, a burned-out stand-up comedian. The title character in The Godfather of Green Bay came from an experience Schwabe actually had when he was doing comedy in a Marinette area bar.
And one guy pulls me aside and he says, yeah, I'm in the mob. I said, you are? And I don't know if I should run or pursue this, but I have to ask more questions. So I'm like, where? And he goes, Green Bay.
But he's like the biggest drug dealer in the entire state.
What?
Oh, yeah, he's the Godfather of Green Bay. He's a bad guy.
I thought, wow, maybe there is a mob in Green Bay. I don't know. And I just sort of had this this character, this mullet-wearing, Macarena-dancing gangster.
You can't go before you've seen me dance.
The mullet-wearing, Macarena-dancing Godfather of Green Bay is played by Tony Goldwyn, whose screen credits include Ghost, Nixon, and The Last Samurai. Schwabe's love interest is played by Lauren Holly, who had lead roles in Dumb and Dumber and No Looking Back. Holly plays an English teacher. In real life, Schwabe married one.
It is somewhat autobiographical, just because I did stand-up and lived in a small town, and my wife is actually a teacher.
Schwabe not only stars in the movie, he produced it, directed it, and wrote the screenplay.
I have a love-hate relationship with myself. I have the confidence to do it, and then I hate it when I'm done.
So far, the critics and the Wisconsin audiences seem to love The Godfather of Green Bay, which has a soundtrack by local favorites, the Bodines. The movie is R-rated for language and some sexual content. Glenn Moberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.